Hi, I'm Chris Nessie from the House of EdTech podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, Leader of Learning, welcome to episode 100. This is going to be a celebration episode, and I hope that you tune in and stick around all the way through and listen for a special opportunity to win not just one, but two contests that I'm running to help celebrate 100 episodes. Welcome to the Leader of Learning podcast. This is where educators can come to find inspiration to transform education through effective leadership. I'm your host, Dr. Dan Krynas, and my research and leadership experiences have led me to understand that someone like you, regardless of your role or your title, can truly make an impact in your organization. I chat with amazing guests who epitomize what it truly means to be a leader of learning. I'm so glad you've tuned in. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 100 of the Leader of Learning podcast. You know, I definitely do not make light of this. And as a matter of fact, I want to celebrate it. I feel like reaching 100 episodes of anything, whether it's a television show or in this case, a podcast, is something to celebrate. And to be honest, I've had a lot to celebrate lately. As I'm recording this, as a matter of fact, it is a day before my 40th birthday. And I didn't necessarily plan to align those two milestones, but it happened. And I think, like I said, I think it's reason to celebrate. So, you know, this milestone, reaching 100 episodes, is important to me. And I wasn't sure when I started this podcast about 3.5 years ago. In September of 2017 was my first official episode. And I didn't really know where it would take me. I didn't really know what was in store when I got started, but I do know that in the podcasting space, whether it's in education or not, not too many people reach 100 episodes. A lot of people, what we in the business call sort of pod fade, their podcast fades out over time. I think I've heard before that actually the magic number is actually 7. If you can get past 7 or maybe 10 episodes, you're kind of doing the right thing. For me, I've gotten to 100 now. And again, I think that's reason to celebrate. And I'm really proud of what I've accomplished. And for everyone who's been a part of this process, you know, I think for me, I always go back to my mission for myself and for this show and the Leader of Learning brand, which if you've been listening along for quite a while now, you understand is to transform education through effective leadership. And that effective leadership really means that you're a leader no matter what your role is or what your title is. And that's why I end every episode by saying the same thing: no matter who you are or where you are, you too can be a leader of learning. It was definitely that mission that led me to first start creating the podcast and really getting myself and the Leader of Learning brand out there into the world of education. And actually, I can point to specifically what time frame that all happened. It was back in 2016 and entering 2017 when I was given the fortunate position as a full-time instructional coach at the school I was working in at the time. And as I got to work with and help and support more and more teachers in my building and in my district, the more I wanted to help teachers outside of my district as well. And it was at that time when I first really started feeling the urge to really grow my reach beyond just my school and my district, and to get connected and to reach out with educators across the country, across the world even, become more of a connected educator. And in the case of my limited blogging, but definitely with this podcast, to really put content out into the world that would support and hopefully inspire teachers to want to innovate, want to get better, want to grow, and certainly so that they could see themselves more as leaders than maybe they ever saw themselves before. All of that to say, you know, this has been quite a journey over 3.5 years, and it's not going to end anytime soon. But I guess to celebrate 100 episodes, I really wanted to thank some people and kind of talk about what this milestone means to me and to the Leader of Learning brand. And I sort of had this idea of maybe making my own sort of award show acceptance speech. So here goes. You know, I think that any good award show acceptance speech, of course, starts with thanking important people and talking about an important message. And I'm going to do the same. So consider this my acceptance speech of the 100 episode podcast award. That's not a real thing. But if it was, basically, this is my speech. You know, thank you first and foremost to my family, my wife, Christine, my son, Evan, my daughter, Leah. They've been huge, huge supporters of mine over the past few years, which includes podcasting, of course. If you've seen my house, you know that my podcast studio, quote unquote, is the basement of my house. And that is also the family room where the kids play most of the time. And so a lot of the times when I'm recording podcast interviews and podcast episodes, that means kicking the rest of my family out of the basement for a while. And, you know, that can sometimes be a distraction. It can sometimes be frustrating, but they do it and they don't mind doing it. And so many other ways that they've been supporting me and, you know, my side hustle with this podcast. And they understand that it's a big passion project for me. And, you know, that word passion means so much to me and to them that they've just been super supportive of this as it's, you know, basically turned from a hobby into something a little bit more, and it's grown into a little bit more of a business and that side hustle. So definitely thank you to my family for all the love and support in, you know, in the process and in becoming what the podcast has become. I also really want to thank anyone who has in some small or big way helped to keep this podcast going, to support the podcast. And that includes every guest who's ever been on the show. You know, I've said this before. I'm sort of my number one fan in the sense that, you know, I bring on guests that I really want to learn from and want to enjoy speaking to. And clearly, my secondary goal is also to get my listeners to learn something and to take away important messages and inspirational messages from the guests. But I can't say enough thank yous to anyone who has had anything to do with this show, especially the guests. And all of that to say that I am going to thank some people by name in a minute. And just in case I have forgotten you, and you are listening and you feel like you have helped support the show, thank you. I'm sorry I didn't get to mention you by name, but please understand that I appreciate you so much for everything you've done. So here we go. I want to start by thanking the entire EduMatch organization and specifically Dr. Sarah Thomas, because in 2016, that was literally my first step into becoming a connected educator. And it was reaching out to Sarah and it was getting connected on Voxer to the EduMatch group. EduMatch has allowed me to branch out and become connected in other areas, other PLNs, but it kind of all leads back to my connecting with and my involvement in the EduMatch organization. So thank you so much to anyone who has been a part of that, and especially to Sarah, who also, coincidentally or not, was the very first guest that I ever had on the podcast. So Sarah holds a bit of a special place in my heart and in this podcast and sort of the history of Leader of Learning. So thank you so much to Sarah. I wouldn't be here if it were not for other really influential podcasters. And I will need to start by saying thank you to Chris Nessie, who is also the creator and manager of the Education Podcast Network. Chris definitely was an inspiration and has been a supporter along the way. Anytime I need help and I reach out to him, he is always there to lend a hand and to help out with anything that I need. He runs the Education Podcast Network amazingly. And I needed to thank Chris because he's sort of, I think, sometimes referred to as the podfather. He's definitely been podcasting in the education space longer than most and, truly an inspiration to me and someone who I can now call not just a colleague in the podcasting space, but also a good friend as well. To go along with Chris, I've made good friends with AJ Bianco and Stacey Lindis, his co-hosts on Podcast PD. AJ and I have swapped leadership stories and helped each other out as we've gotten into our first administrative experiences. Mine includes actually working at a school that AJ used to work at as well. So I appreciate the love and support from them. And their friendship as well, again, means so much. Speaking of the Education Podcast Network, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Jake Miller of the Duct Tape podcast. Jake does an amazing job on his podcast, but helps sometimes as well with the goings on with the Education Podcast Network. Thanks. Special thanks to Mike Washburn and Glenn Irvin of the On Education Podcast, and also the On Podcast Media Network. To be a part of that network is something special as well. I think those guys do a tremendous job on their podcast. They've come a long way, and Mike and Glenn, I really appreciate all of the help and support and the love that you've shown me and this show for a few years now. Definitely a special thanks to Rochelle Dene Poth. As you know, Rochelle was helping me with the monthly series called Devil's Advocate. We've put the Devil's Advocate series on hold now, but it may come back. It may not. I'm not exactly sure what the future holds for Devil's Advocate, but Rochelle has been tremendous, both on the air and behind the scenes. We've been friends for almost as long as I've been a Connected Educator now, and really appreciate everything that I've been able to do, whether it's getting together with Rochelle at conferences or after hours events at conferences, or just reaching out on Voxer to pick her brain, or she needs to get some help from me. It's been a tremendous professional relationship for a few years now that I value very much. There are a few podcasts and podcasters that really were an inspiration to me getting started with this podcast, and I want to thank them personally, or at least by name here. Danny Bauer with the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast was one of the first ones I listened to as an educator. He has been a guest on my podcast actually twice. I've been a guest on his podcast once, and that's been a really awesome friendship and relationship. So thanks, Danny Bauer. Dr. Will Deamport from the Dr. Will Show, again, one of the first shows that I listened to. He's also been a guest on my show, I believe, twice, and I've been on his once, and he does tremendous work. And I want to say thank you to Dr. Will. Jeff Bradbury of TeacherCast holds a special place for me for a couple of reasons. One, TeacherCast was one of the first podcasts that I listened to as well. Jeff was one of the first speakers, quote unquote, that I saw and got to learn from at one of my first ed camps that I went to. But also Jeff and I are colleagues now in our district, and we talk almost daily, if not actually daily, about podcasting and branding and how to create good educational content that will inspire others. But then with the work that we do in our district, just, getting to really drive instructional change and leading those change efforts in our schools and in our district, Jeff has been an amazing friend and colleague, and I would be remiss certainly if I didn't mention him by name. So thanks, Jeff, for everything that you've done for me. Some other really awesome people and podcasters that I get to learn from and learn with, I want to mention as well, give them special shout outs. We are part of an Education Podcasters group on Voxer. And so we're always talking and learning from each other. Special thanks to Tim Cavey from the Teachers on Fire podcast for actually setting up, organizing the group, and helping to facilitate what goes on in the group. Jeff Gargis and Ray Hewitt from the Teach Better team are part of that. Thank you so much to those guys. Josh Stamper from the Aspire Leadership Development podcast. Brad Schreffler from the Planning Period podcast. Che and Pav from the Staff Room podcast. Dr. Eric Geis from the Got Tech Ed podcast. Gabriel Carrillo of the EdTech Bytes podcast. John Sowash of the Chromebook Classroom podcast. Kelly Croy, who does both the Wired Educator and Future Focused podcasts. Sarah Johnson from the In Awe podcast. Scott Nunes from TNT EdTech and the Education Today podcast. That's a lot of folks. And again, I apologize if I miss everyone, but those are some of the more influential and active members of that group. Some of whom I've met in person, a few who I haven't, but a lot of them have guested on this show. I've guested on their shows. We've collaborated. We've learned from one another. We've grown with one another. And I think maybe even more importantly, we've helped each other through challenges and experiences as content creators and also education leaders. And I really value everything that I've taken away and what I've gotten out of my involvement with that group. Over the last few years, as I've been podcasting, I've been fortunate enough, like I said, to be a member of several different professional learning networks or PLNs. And I want to shout out a few that have been most influential to me and this show. First and foremost, Pass the Scope EDU. If you don't know Pass the Scope EDU, please head to passthescopeedu.com or check out any of the social media. But Pass the Scope is a group of educators who once a month will live stream and share our thoughts and opinions about certain topics and around hashtags that we put out. We have live streamed conference coverage, interviews, and other messages that we want to share with the education world. And it's been a lot of fun. But again, it's also been an opportunity for me to really learn and grow as an educator. So special thanks in the Pass the Scope EDU PLN to Valerie Lewis, Brian Romero Smith, to Tool Natoya, Margaret Atkinson, and Derek Larson. There are so many people who are part of that PLN, but those folks have been closer to me, and I just wanted to thank them personally. All but Derek were actually people that I was able to room with or at least rent a house with for a few days at the ISTE conference in Philadelphia in 2019. So that was a great experience, except for having my car towed in the city of Philadelphia, but that's a story for maybe a different podcast or podcast episode. But anyway, thank you so much to the Pass the Scope EDU crew. One PLN that I've gotten involved in more recently and has meant so much to my personal and professional growth and development, and even this podcast as well, has been the Teach Better Mastermind. And while I really can't draw attention to everybody in that group by name, I definitely want to thank Dr. Dave Schmidto, who really is the leader of that group. He facilitates the Teach Better Mastermind meetings. Of course, I've already mentioned Jeff and Ray, who are at the Teach Better team and do their podcast, but the whole Teach Better team, and especially to Dr. Dave for what he does in leading that mastermind, has been tremendous. If you've been listening lately, you've noticed I've brought on a lot of those Teach Better Mastermind members as guests on this show because they are tremendous leaders and they have so much to offer in terms of inspiring other educators to be great and to really to lead better, not even just teach better, but to lead better. So thanks to everyone who I've gotten to know and gotten to work with through Teach Better Mastermind. Finally, in terms of PLNs, I want to shout out the 2017 class of ASCD Emerging Leaders that I'm a part of. That group, although there aren't many of those emerging leaders who I still speak to on a regular basis, just being part of the group has really meant so much to me And a couple of people in particular who I do want to call out and draw attention to by name are Dr. Basil Marin, who has become not just a friend, but almost a brother. And, you know, he and I, if you're not familiar with the story yet, basically really helped each other and became critical friends through the doctorate process and the dissertation process. And now we both have our doctorate degrees, and we've come out on the other side, and we've come out stronger for it. And just a lot of love to Dr. Basil. Also, Tara Linney has been part of that group. I think Basil and Tara are probably the two members of that group who I'm the closest with and speak to a little bit more often. So thank you to Basil and Tara, but everyone who is part of that 2017 class of ASCD Emerging Leaders, because it's a really special class and it holds a special place in my heart. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't thank a few sponsors who have helped support the show financially: the Midwest Teachers Institute, Skilled.Space, and also Podcorn. Thank you to you for, you know, understanding what we're trying to do here and believing in our mission behind Leader of Learning, but also the alignment between that mission and the mission of your organization and your company. So thank you so much for really believing in me and for that partnership that we've been able to strike up. Last but not least, I obviously need to thank you, the listener. Without you and your support, this wouldn't be possible. It sounds maybe a little cliche, but I'm very serious. There have been times in the past 100 episodes and over the past 3.5 years where I've said, is this worth it? Is it worth it to invest the time, the effort, the money into producing the kind of quality content that I believe everyone who listens to the show has come to expect from me? And every time I wonder that, I just keep coming back to not only how much fun it is for me, but how much I know that my listeners get enjoyment and get those really meaningful learning opportunities from the show. And so thank you to everyone, whether you've listened to one episode or 100 episodes, I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope that I have obviously provided a lot of value to you and content that will resonate with you and that you can use in your own personal and professional growth, but also maybe that you've been able to provide and share with other educators as well. To me, clearly that's the number one goal. And so obviously I need to end all my thank yous by thanking you, the listener, for everything that you have done to support me and Leader of Learning for as however long you have been supporting. One episode or 100, doesn't matter. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, to say thank you even more, I want to do a few things for you, the listener, to help celebrate the 100th episode. First and foremost, I will be releasing interview episodes every week throughout the months of February and March. So that's my way of saying thank you. I want to give you even more content, basically to give back to you for giving so much to me for these few years, these 100 episodes. So thanks again, and enjoy the every week episodes that'll be coming your way in February and March. I also want to run two contests. Okay, pay attention to the contests. Of course, if you're following on social media, I will post about this as well. But here goes. The first contest will be a professional development book contest. You will have the opportunity to win a professional development book of your choosing. So any professional development book that you have had on your Amazon wish list, or maybe you've seen or heard the author of that book on social media and it's been something you've really wanted to read in the past, that can become yours. And here's how. The way to enter that contest will be to subscribe to the Leader of Learning YouTube channel and comment on this video, the one that'll be posted to YouTube that is the video version of this podcast episode. So head to the Leader of Learning channel, make sure you subscribe, and then comment on this video. It'll likely be called 100 Episodes, A Celebration. That's the first contest. So if you want to win a professional development book of your choice, please go to YouTube, subscribe, and comment. Also, the second contest, I want to give away a Leader of Learning hoodie. All right. So if you've ever wanted some Leader of Learning swag, this might be your opportunity to get that. Here's how to enter that contest. Please post to any of the Leader of Learning social media accounts. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can even use LinkedIn. So please post to any social media with your congratulations on 100 episodes. Be sure to tag me and also use the hashtag Leader of Learning. So that's what you have to do to enter to win a Leader of Learning hoodie. Get a little bit of swag for yourself. Just head to social media, say thanks or congratulations for 100 episodes, and tag me and make sure you use the hashtag Leader of Learning. Okay. So once again, you have two contests, two opportunities to win. Hey, the same person might even get to win both. I don't know. Probably not. It's going to be a random drawing, but you will enter to win either of those by following the steps that I just mentioned. And clearly, if you follow along on social media, and you'll see the contest rules over the next week or two. So what's to come next? You know, 2020 was a great year for me and for this show. It involved things like me earning my doctorate degree, specific to the show. It involved bringing on some sponsors and getting paid to produce this kind of content, which then led to forming Leader of Learning LLC and really calling this a side hustle officially. It was a great year. And again, I can't thank enough anybody who played any small or large role in how great things have been here with Leader of Learning. But 2021 is a new year, and I have some new goals. The year actually kicked off with me taking on a new role in my district, and that is going well. I think 2021 will probably bring about some new opportunities for me to share content, especially in the writing department. I can't give too much away with that yet, but there might be something coming up a little bit later in 2021 regarding writing. That's about all I can say for now. But in terms of the podcast, I'm going to keep producing episodes. Hopefully we can celebrate again when I reach my next 100 episodes. So keep tuning in, and come episode 200, we'll have another big celebration and maybe some more contests and opportunities for you also to win. But, you know, everything comes back to that mission that I mentioned before, whether it's producing podcast episodes, posting on social media, any of the writing that I do, it all comes back to that mission that I have to transform education through effective leadership. And I guess I want to end with that and just saying that if you haven't gotten that message from me yet, please understand that no matter who you are and where you are, what role you play, what title you have, you are a leader. And don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise, because you really are. You can make a big impact, whether you're a classroom teacher, whether you're a school administrator, a district level leader, K to 12, higher education, it doesn't matter. And if you need any help understanding that or finding your place leadership wise in the world of education, please don't hesitate to reach out. As a matter of fact, just in general, please reach out to me and let me know how you're doing. Let me know if there's anything I can do to support you. As I wrap up, let me just reshare again how you can connect with the Leader of Learning podcast and how you can reach out to me. We're on all the social medias. In most cases, you can find one or the other. I am at Dr._Kreines, spelled Kreiness, or at Leader of Learning on Instagram and Facebook. You can always reach out to me in a few different ways. DM me through social media, send me a private message, and I will respond quickly. You can find the contact form on the website. If you head to leaderoflearning.com/contact, you can send me a message through the website as well, or email dan@leaderoflearning.com. I really do love hearing from you. I love getting to help and support you as best I can through anything that you're going through. Don't hesitate to reach out. one final time for you, the listener, thank you so much. Again, I rattled off a lot of names throughout this 100th episode as my way of giving back and celebrating. If there is anyone that I missed, I apologize, but please understand that you are definitely lumped into that category of people who have played a role, whether it's a small one or a big one, in helping, supporting, and really allowing me and this podcast to grow into what it's become over those 100 episodes. So thank you so much. Tune in again next week and every week through February and March, starting with a great episode next week with Evan Whitehead as my guest. And again, my way of giving back to you is interview episodes every week for the next 2 months. I can't say it enough. Thanks again to everyone. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Well, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done so yet, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app. Also, if you enjoy the content shared on the show, please recommend this podcast to other educators, leaders, friends, or anyone you think would love listening and learning. I would also appreciate it if you would leave a positive rating and review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever podcast app you use to listen. For more information about me or this show, head over to leaderoflearning.com. While you're there, you can also find the Leader of Learning blog, how to connect on social media such as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Voxer, sign up for our newsletter, and even find out how to purchase Leader of Learning merchandise. Thanks again, and remember, no matter who you are or where you are, you too can be a leader of learning.